Thousands of former NFL players diagnosed with brain disease will finally get money from a settlement with the league. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear further appeals in the case, and that clears the way for payments, which could total at least $1 billion. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman has been following the case and joins us now. And first, Tom, remind us of the details of this case. If the NFL and players reached a settlement, how did it get all the way to the Supreme Court?
Well, Audie, it kept getting blocked by appeals that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The settlement between more than 20,000 retired players and the NFL got final approval more than a year ago, and it would compensate former players diagnosed with conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia and ALS, diseases that have been linked to head trauma. Now, a small number of plaintiffs didn't like the deal. The main complaint was the settlement didn't compensate those who developed CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, during their lifetimes. But that in itself was difficult to pin down because currently CTE can only be diagnosed after death. So as long as these appeals are being heard, the settlement was on hold, but no longer.
All right, we know the payments could total at least $1 billion. Do we know how it will work?
Yeah, it's expected players will start getting checks by next spring, about 4 months away. Players diagnosed with more severe brain disease will get more money, up to $5 million. It's not expected all 20,000-plus plaintiffs in the class action suit will be diagnosed and thus paid. But the settlement is uncapped, meaning if more players are diagnosed than expected, the NFL will have to pay. It's estimated, as you said, the NFL will have to pay out around $1 billion over the 65-year life of the settlement. But a player's attorney says, think of the billion as a floor, not a ceiling.
So what does that mean for the NFL?
It's going to have to pay a fair amount of money. Completely doable for the NFL, since the annual revenues for the league are an estimated $9 or $10 billion. We're talking $1 billion over a 65-year period. The NFL said in a statement today it looks forward to providing important benefits to retired players, which is an interesting statement if you believe what plaintiffs asserted, that the NFL and its game are responsible for the brain injuries for which it's now having to pay. The NFL doesn't have to admit fault in this civil case, but critics say the NFL is probably relieved to move on from what the plaintiff's attorney called a very nasty chapter in the league's history, when it was accused of, among other things, covering up connections between concussions and future brain disease.
I know this applies to former players. What's being done to protect current ones?
Well, at all games now, there are two certified athletic trainers in the press box watching for players with concussion symptoms, two unaffiliated neurotrauma consultants on the sideline. The athletic trainers can call a timeout if they see a player isn't getting medical attention for potential concussion, so there's more vigilance. Also, game officials are required to penalize helmet-to-helmet hits, hits on unprotected players. Concussions will continue to happen, though, Audie. It's part of the game. The problem can never be eradicated, really.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.